is a rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, that's right. It's time for another hour of spiritual power, rock and roll for your soul. It's time to lower some heaven here in Sandpoint. It's time for the My Dad Rocks radio show to begin. Good afternoon to you, and I hope you're having a great day. We're coming at you about 30 minutes behind. Apologize for that. Things came up, but hey, here we are. We're ready to go now. Hey, today what we're going to do is we're going to explore the world of Christian rapcore. Some of you may be saying, hey, what is rapcore? Well, rapcore is the combination of heavy metal with rap music. And we're going to hear it from its earliest stages to its more modern form over the course of the show today. And rapcore has an intensity and an attitude about it that, as you will hear, makes it, you know, a very good genre to express the intense demands of Jesus Christ. Now, some of these bands started off as heavy metal bands and then sort of teamed up with rap guys and sort of formed and did projects together. Other groups, the more modern ones, have started off that way. And we're going to listen to one such group right now. It's called POD, and POD is payable upon, stands for Payable Upon Death, with their song Southtown.
Thank you.
POD Southtown. You know, they sang about how tough it is to live in the inner city. You know, Sandpoint's not an inner city, but we have some of the same sinful things here that they do in inner city: drugs and alcohol, violence, abuse, and et cetera, et cetera. And they concluded in that song, hey, life isn't supposed to be like this. That's what they said. And you know what? They're right. This is not how God intended for us to live, but through our own sin, we've corrupted God's plan for us. And the guys in the band, as Christians, look to God to give them strength to live in that kind of environment. And they sang in that song in the middle there, Father, fill my cup, give me strength to power up, a life to shine. You're the diamond in this rough. And boy, what a beautiful way to put that. You know, where do you get your strength from? Where do you, to go against the flow that's all around you, the flow of this wicked world? Are you even trying to go against the flow? You know, living in such a tough environment, circumstances, people develop many different ways of coping with them. And our next band sings about that. Here's 6 Feet Deep with Front. Six-foot deep, Front. You know, they sing about a guy who puts on a tough exterior and who masks his fears with violent behavior, but the truth is he's just too scared to admit that he needs God, as they sing about. Well, there are many people like that. They lash out at people who talk about Christ or share the Bible, like what I'm doing on this radio show. But in reality, they're really just scared. They're scared that what I'm saying is true. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:29, a wicked man displays a bold face, but the upright gives thought to his ways. Hey, give it some thought for a second. Why are you hostile towards the things of God, to Jesus and the Bible? Is it because you're afraid of something? Are you afraid that it may be true? Are you afraid that what you're doing is wrong and that you're going to be judged by God? And that's how the devil keeps mankind enslaved. In Hebrews 2, 14 and 15, it says, "Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, that is mankind, he himself, Jesus, likewise also partook of the same. He became a man, so that through death he might render powerless those who him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives." You see, we are afraid of the judgment of God, and we know instinctively, as the Bible declares in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes judgment. Therefore, we run from God. Well, our next two bands are going to sing about what we need to do if these things are true of us. Here's 12th Tribe with Break the Ice.
I elect.
Born of the world, conceived by the Spirit, ashamed I am, yet I preach it. Stand for very tall on a rock. Jesus calls, but the ice you won't fall. Walk on water, you wanna go. Do what you please, is your nature rule all. Here's a picture, ashamed be not of the Lord. He died for you, even his score. Not that you have to, just a figure of speech. Robots we are, brains we have each. Fight for the Lord.
Yes or no, don't be lukewarm. Just a show, make up your mind in the army of the Lord. Break the ice, a wicked sword, don't be shy. What could happen? Sing my song. Start clapping on the street corner, preach the Lord. Don't hold nothing back, go to the core. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, does the name Jesus give you chills so you can't understand? The rhyme's too deep, plain simple words is what you need.
Jesus Christ, you will break the ice. Jesus Christ, you will break the ice.
Now Jesus is the answer for today.
He's the answer for the world
in every way.
The above him there is no other, my friend. Cause my Jehovah God
can deliver you from sin.
As I snap my fingers
and I clap my hands,
I do it for the Lord.
He's a real righteous man.
See, I might tell you once
and will tell you twice.
He's the only answer.
What's his name?
Jesus Christ.
Now back to the rhythm of the rhyme that we made. You wanna hear my words?
Guitar, fade.
Asleep in your room, coldness awakes you.
The room's dark
and yet you hate to
open your eyes.
Afraid of what you'll see.
The window's open.
It's just a breeze.
A sigh of relief is your expression.
I had a nightmare, it's your definition.
Wake up, smell the flowers.
Yes, who you think you are?
Take a shower.
Stand clean before the Lord.
Crucified on the cross,
sin no more.
For the wages of sin is death.
Yes, but the gift of God is eternal life, fresh.
So no one loves you, no one seems to care.
A barrel to your head in a moment of despair.
Hear your name called at the end of a hall.
Look up and see Jesus standing tall.
Sweat balls of tears on the floor, it meets
holes in the middle of the Lord's feet.
Declaration of freedom is what it means.
Forgive me, it's what you scream.
Tell your mind from your thoughts.
I put my rhyme together, the Holy Spirit drops.
This rhyme like a ride, your ticket's fine.
Sit back, enjoy the popcorn's hot.
Poetry of your life,
is it not?
Break the ice before you get caught.
Jesus Christ, you will break the ice. 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 Jesus Christ, you will break the ice.
Surprised are you of the words we speak.
The Lord is the heart, it's the way we preach.
The rhyme comes to an end like a story in a book.
Live happily ever after, for the Lord you must look.
Trump
Jesus Christ
is the name.
1, 2,
give us a mic, we show no shame.
Get your mind straight before it's too late. Break the ice, son, or see your fate.
R.I.P., rest in peace.
I stole for the memory another deceased.
Don't mean to scare, but it's only fair.
You reap what you sow, and in a dare.
Look to the surroundings of your life.
Is it a series of mountains, what you drive?
Raps to Lord EXL, breaking the ice.
Peace!
And that was 12th Tribe with Break the Ice, teaming up there with Jimmy Pooh Brown from Deliverance, who you've heard on this show before. They teamed up with him and did this album. It's really good. Hey, Nexus Pillar, open your eyes.
You'll run in the race that never ends. To make amends for the friends that you pass, it's a day that your life begins. You're caught up in the rat race when your face is raised. Cause there's a time and a place for everything. So we bring what you've been saying, giving glory and honor to the one we call the king. You gotta fix your vibe.
Biller with Open Your Eyes. You know, we started off by saying that this world operates in a way differently than the way God intended. But we, through our sinful choices, have corrupted God's creation. And, you know, we got to do what Biller said. We got to open our eyes, and we've got to realize, as Biller saying, that it's your own demise. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death, Proverbs 14:12. Hey, we're destroying ourselves through sin. And Paul said over in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And you see, that's why the devil tempts us to sin. He wants to destroy us. The Bible says that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy in John 10:10. But there's some great news connected with this bad news. And Jesus declared that in the next part of that verse in John 10:10. He said, but I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. Jesus came to free us from the destruction of sin and to enable us to live life as God intended, a life of obedience to Him, service and worship of Him, a life that glorifies Him. That's the way to happiness. And this is the way to get what you're looking for out of life. It's to serve Christ and live for Him. So Jesus Christ came to deliver us from that. Hey, let's listen to Tourniquet sing. They teamed up with the guys from PID, which is Preachers in Disguise, to do this song on their second album called Spineless.
Let's go.
That was Tourniquet with Spineless. You know, I had the privilege of meeting Barry G, who was the guy that was rapping there one time. A really great guy, nice guy. Also got to see Tourniquet live in Jacksonville, Florida one time. The plane actually shipped their equipment to some other city. So when they got there to perform, they didn't have any of their stuff. I mean, nothing. And locally, one of the bands there in Jacksonville offered to lend them their equipment, and they played their own music on somebody else's equipment, which is really difficult. If you're a musician, you understand that. But they did a great job. Incredible. And they were singing Spineless there. Next, let's listen to XL and DBD, or sing their song Death Before Dishonor. That's the name of the band as well, DBD.
Can't serve two gods at the same time. It's just like a felony, yeah, a hard crime. Whether you know it or not, you got a lord. But is it Yahweh or the god of the great whore? Make up your mind what path you're gonna choose. Death before dishonor, a form before you lose. You can live for yourself and go out like the others. Lost in eternity, you live on as a sucker. An evil doer lost in his own mind scene. Packing demons in his body like sardines. Living life and everything that pleases. But when he goes to hell, he'll be calling up for Jesus. Chilled at the parties with the women and the ape on the hear him in hell. That's too late, y'all. Now he's eternally away from the father, but he should have chose death before his son.
So you love your life, money is your God. But I will walk in the devil room. I choose death before his son.
Into God's kingdom, cause when he spoke, yo, they didn't want to listen, sending themselves to hell quicker than Satan, and then they blamed God for their own disposition. God gave mercy and made his son known, and everyone will know Yahweh's on the throne, except Jesus if you want to see the Father, be down with the crew, death before the son.
XL and DBD, Death Before Dishonor was the song. You know, they were singing, it's better to choose death before dishonor. You know what the Bible says? Well, that's happening all around the world right now, but the Bible declares specifically in Revelation 12:11 that some will die at the hands of the Antichrist for that very reason, because they'll choose death before they will dishonor. It says in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him, that is the Antichrist, because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. You know, and they sang, and both of these groups sang and rapped about not being ashamed of Christ. Jesus said over in Luke 9:26, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. And we see in the last book of the Bible, Revelations, which I just quoted from, what it means by Jesus being ashamed of us at the end of the coming if we are ashamed of him. He says in Revelation 21:8, he says, but for the cowardly and the unbelieving. You get that? The cowardly, those who are ashamed and not willing to stand up for what they know about Christ. He says their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And that's why Tourniquet at the end of that song shouted, give it up to the one who gave up his own son. You know, stop running from God. Stop being ashamed of Christ and his word, the Bible, and surrender yourself to him fully and unconditionally. And that's what Jesus demands. It's also what DC Talk sings about in their song, Jesus Freak.
We'll be right back.
DC Talk with Jesus Freak. Hey, you know, they were singing about what will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will they say when they find that it's true? Hey, you know, if you are fearful of what people are going to think about you surrendering your life to Christ, then you know what? Jesus has some bad news for you. He says you're not worthy of him. Over in Matthew 10:32, it says this: therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring a peace, came to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Now, what did Jesus mean by that? Well, we know what Muslims believe by that, but that's not what Jesus meant by that. He said this. He explains it in verse 35. For I came to set a man against his father and a daughter against his mother and a daughter-in-law against his mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus says, hey, if your family members, and we could add our friends to that, if they are opposed to you following me and they try to tell you, hey, it's either us or Jesus, then you must be willing to choose Jesus above them. That's basically what he's saying, if that happens. And if you're not willing to do that, Jesus says, you're not worthy of me. Now, that's a hard statement to accept. It's very hard because, you know, your family relationships are your closest people, and sometimes they don't accept you becoming a Christian or giving your heart to Christ. They're opposed to that, and sometimes you have to make tough decisions. But that's why most people try to get by with less and think they're okay. They'll name the name of Christ when it's convenient, but when it's not convenient, they'll keep quiet or they'll deny, like Peter did, that they even know Jesus or believe in Jesus. And, you know, you can't be that way. And Pillar sings about that in their song, Just Enough to Get By.
We'll be right back. Okay, this song's really not over. It's fixing to kick up again. Hey, that was Pillar with Just to Get Enough to Get By. You know what? Doing enough just to get by, just to get by, to think that you live the right life. You know, you say you believe in Jesus and God, but yet you won't live for them. And James chapter 2 talks about that. In James chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him?" That's a rhetorical question. And the answer is no, it can't. Because faith always generates works. Jesus said in John 14, 21, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me." So, you know, if you do just enough to say, give an obligatory, "Hey, you know, I thank the good Lord, the good man upstairs." Don't think you're okay just because you say that or that you say you believe in God. But do you live for Christ? Do you obey him? That's what really proves whether or not we're doing and living the right life and we're okay. Well, next is XLDBD singing "Don't Fool Yourself." Listen to the message of this song, please. XL and DBD, don't fool yourself. You know what they saying? When you follow the deceiver, don't call yourself a believer. You know, the Apostle John warned us of the same thing in 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. He said, "By this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, 'I have come to know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him, that is in Christ, ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. If I call myself a believer, yet I'm not following Christ, then I'm following the deceiver. I'm being deceived, and I don't need to fool myself." You know, Paul says that when Christ came into the world, the grace of God, everybody likes to talk about the grace of God and God's forgiveness and how he's a loving God. But you know what? The same grace that saves us from our sins also sanctifies us in this world. Titus chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age." God desires a people to glorify his name. And we don't glorify Christ's name just by simply saying we believe in him. We glorify his name by living for him. So take that message to count. Now here next is Toby Mac singing "The Slam."
God's in this fight. You can like it or not. So rip the knob off the volume when you give it a shot. Raise your hands as the slam starts to thicken the clock. Open your eyes to the lies of the enemy's lies. So run like the wind from the sin of your past. Keep your eyes on the prize when they put you on blast. It's the price of the cross, it's humanity's shot. It's a worldwide call of everything that we're not. This is the slam, this is the one. This fight, if you like it or not. This is the slam, this is the one.
Toby Mac, "The Slam." This is The Slam, the message of Jesus Christ. It's a tough message, but it's the only message to save you. Jesus said in John 14:6, it's not Jesus, it's not my words, it's Jesus' words. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Now, again, not my words. Those are Christ's words. He's the one that said that, made that claim. And I believe it wholeheartedly. And I say it to you as well. So that's the slam. That's the message you've got to respond to. Are you going to respond in faith to Jesus? Now, let's listen to Pillar sing Stay Up as we close out the show.
No doubt about it, no reason for you to pop about it. If you don't get it, then you probably live your life without it. So get out of here, take a second just to think it through. It's not a secret you're on schedule for a Friday moon. But who knew the who's who of voodoo would be you? The day you get your burn adapted for a redo. Get up and get up, we never get down. Now we be seeking freaks out from the underground. Stay up and stay up, we never let down. We keep the rock until you all come around now. Get up and get up, we never get down. Now we be seeking freaks out from the underground. Stay up, we never let down. We keep it rocking till you all come around. Come on. Ready or not, here we come. Come to seek you out. Cause you can only hop for so long in the underground. Until you're found and you scream aloud in the crowd. That you're down and you never turn it back around. So shut down the waves, call the days of old. And get down with the freaks that are living bold. Stay up, we live a life of business of old. KJ, we get the freaks, now gotta let them know.
Now when I speak it's for my freaks when I come for. And I get down like I'm jumping off the 8th floor. But what's he dealing for really, what you insane for? You the reason that he came for is blood for. So behold, he stands at the door but just knocks. Would you be standing at the door with the door locked? 2 inches short side, that and a whole spot, a whole lot of y'all not until he heard his word that we drop.
Get up and get up, we never get down. Now we be seeking freaks out from the underground. Stay up and stay up, we never let down. We keep it rocking till you all come around now. Get up and get up, we never get down. Now we be seeking freaks out from the underground. Stay up and stay up, we never let down. We keep it rocking till you all come around. Come on.
Hey, that's going to do it for us today. My Dad Rocks. Hey, join us next week. Come and see us at church, 11 o'clock worship Sunday.